It's the good stuff, Kim and Mike Burge, out of the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska. We want to thank everybody for attending the Cowboy Poetry and Old West Stories. They moved their event from October to April. Things went great, and they are excitedly looking forward to their season again in 2025.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County. Find out more at visitvalentine.com. The Niobrara River, Merritt Reservoir, 300-plus motel rooms, numerous Airbnbs, and hundreds of campsites at scenic locations. Don't forget, coming up that first weekend in June, it's the Niobrara River Races. Fun and races and entertainment, and then events going on throughout the summer as well. Visitvalentine.com. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board welcomes you.
Along with slowing down for a little bit of the good stuff, you also need to pause for a moment and discover Tri-State Livestock News. It's the commercial cattleman's publication delivering comprehensive agricultural coverage for decades, a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insights. A team of unmatched journalists and experts working tirelessly to ensure you're receiving accurate, timely information. A publication with these credentials warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, available online at tsln.com or in print.
I'm going to share on the good stuff today something sent in a while back from Lewis Huffman. Now, I don't know if Lewis wrote this, but it's called Dust If You Must.
Oh, I'm already sitting up paying attention.
Dust if you must, but wouldn't it be better to paint a picture or write a letter? Bake a cake or plant a seed. Ponder the difference between want and need. Dust if you must, but there's not much time, with rivers to swim and mountains to climb. Music to hear and books to read, friends to cherish and life to lead. Dust if you must, but the world's out there, with the sun in your eyes, the wind in your hair, a flutter of snow, a shower of rain. This day will not come around again. Dust if you must, but bear in mind, old age will come, and it's not kind. And when you go, and go you must, you yourself will make more dust. Remember, a house becomes a home when you can write, I love you, on the furniture. Thanks to Lewis Huffman for sending that in to the good stuff.
Sue Arkenbright from Valentine sent this in. It's called Community, and it's by the poet J.R. Trumbull. A community is something that money cannot buy, a hug when hugs are needed, and a shoulder on which to cry, laughter in its season, and tears when times are sad, people who are there for you, for things, both good and bad. A community is family in its extended sense, a group of homes united, often in mutual defense. Rather it be fire or flood, bereavement or a common cause, they rally round the standard no matter what the cost. Communities are special, for they are carried in the heart, and though often quite scattered, you know you're still a part. For community is home. It may be where you're born. It may be just a special place from which your heart can't be torn. It may be all those special times with family and with friends. Whate'er the place or the time, no one knows where community begins. Communities are people who care about each other. Each life a special gift of God, some closer than a brother. Communities can overlap or even be a part of the structure of another group. That's where the process starts. But rather here or even there, the purpose is essential. The community is a place where everyone is special. So rather church or club or school, rather near or far, the members of a community know just who they are. For they know within their hearts where they truly do belong. For a community is a gift of God, and community ties are strong. Written in 1996. Written by J.R. Trumbull and sent in again by Sue Arkenbright. Thank you, Sue.
An airline pilot wrote that on this particular flight, he had hammered his ship into the runway really hard. The airline had a policy which required the first officer to stand at the door while the passengers exited, smile, and give them a thanks for flying our airline, he said. That, in light of this bad landing, he had a hard time looking the passengers in the eye, thinking that someone would have a smart comment. Finally, everyone had gotten off except for a little old lady walking with a cane. She said, "Sir, do you mind if I ask you a question?" "Why, no, ma'am," said the pilot. "What is it?" The little old lady said, "Did we land or were we shot down?"
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's pretty scary.
And that's the good stuff.